So you are in two dimensions, one could say, at the same time, the formless and form. And this is your practice in nature. Nature is not challenging. It doesn't. You can stay present easily with a tree or flower. Human beings are more challenging. And so they pull you quickly into identification again with form, with thought, reaction, because most humans still come from thought. They are thought entities. And they want you to contribute to their universe. And they say, give me more thought. Confirm to me that my story is important. And then you can tell me yours, and I'll do the same for you. And in bed tonight, as you lie there, you may find the mind wanting to drag you along with it again and think about, okay, there's only one more day, or whatever it is, one more day, or three more days, or four more days left here, and then I'll have to think about the things that are waiting for me when I get home. Let me think about my promise now. And then you suddenly remember, the now, all there ever is, this moment. Where is it? Of course you can't see it. But sometimes it happens that you wake up, your sense perceptions suddenly wake up. And then you feel the aliveness in the body. And you can lie on your bed feeling the aliveness within permeates the body. Yes, there's life. It's subtle, but it's there. And then the need to think lessens, and you can just be. A field of aware presence, and perhaps you can listen. There are certain noises that you hear from nature. And if it's your roommate snoring, that's fine too. That's what is and be. And if you have to remove yourself from that room, that's fine. Or if you throw something at him or her, you can do that too. Your ability to do things is not diminished when you live in surrender. All it means, I surrender to what is. I could try it. Let's see if he wakes up if I throw something at him. Okay. Still snoring. And to see that things that before would have created frustration and upset and anger, and there's so many that happen in a person's life, all those things that before would have created that now are simply part of the isness of this moment. And suddenly you have a space around it. Okay. And that space is the space of presence. And then you get to know yourself as the spaciousness around things, so to speak. Not the thing. You are that which allows the thing to be and then to disappear and then something else to come. That's the now. That's the deeper meaning of now, is the space in which everything happens. And so the now and yourself are one. And the power of now, of course, is the power of life, of the very being that you are. And when I say yourself, of course, I don't mean the fictitious self of the story that is form-based and thought-based, but the deeper being that you are, being itself. Freedom from the world, ultimately. And then the world becomes a very pleasant place, not frustrating anymore. Things still come and go, gain and loss happen, birth and death continuously happen, and that's how it is. And there's an underlying peace. And that peace is inseparable from who you are.